Hello and welcome to Dating Down God's Way. I'm your friendly Christian relationship counselor, Tolu. I started this podcast after I began my journey as a single saved woman trying to navigate the dating scene in a godly way, and I've learned a ton since. Here, I share tips to make it easy for you to date in a godly way. I've watched my clients navigate the dating scene, enter godly relationships and marriages, and even step into motherhood. I want to do the same for you. I know how hard it is to be saved and dating. Trust me, I get it. And I'll be sharing tips to get you started on your own journey to your own godly marriage. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a single power-packed episode.
If you're new here, welcome. My name is Tolu. I'm a Christian dating coach, and I specialize in showing you how to attract your husband. And today, I wanted to talk to you about shrinking yourself as you date. Now, I'm currently going through the applications I've received for my Dating to Marry program, which is my one-on-one program where I show you exactly how to attract your husband. My process has successfully helped my clients step into marriage and break toxic relationship dating cycles, and I'm currently accepting clients. So if you would like to work with me one-on-one and start learning how to attract men you can actually marry, just click the link in my bio to apply. If you have any questions, feel free to send me a DM, and I'll be able to break down for you if you're the right fit for the Dating to Marry program. Okay, so I want to talk about shrinking yourself as you date. Now, if you have any questions regarding what I'm about to say, just drop it. So when I say shrinking yourself as you date, I mean going through the dating process with an identity that isn't true to you. Either you're shrinking your accomplishments, you're shrinking your desires. Basically, you're settling for what you know you don't want, whether emotionally, spiritually, physically. You are putting yourself in a position where you are struggling to communicate your truest self to the person that you're getting to know. And what happens as a result is you start getting options in men that do not fit the bill. So you'll start seeing that you're attracting men that do not match your financial desires, are not on the same par with you emotionally, struggle to be able to communicate with you in a way that translates into a healthy relationship pattern. You will find that you're attracting men you're not physically attracted to, men that maybe are on the same spiritual level as you, but to be very honest with yourself, you're not sure. And it's because you're shrinking yourself through the dating process. So the more you do this, the more likely you are to attract men that actually are not the right fit for you, because you're showing yourself to be someone you truly aren't. And I'm gonna make sure that you guys understand why this is so dangerous, okay? So that's what I want to break down. I want you to understand why it's dangerous to shrink yourself. I want you to understand how this has negatively affected your dating process and how it is making it difficult for you to attract men that you can actually have a healthy dating dynamic with, not necessarily men that you will end up being in a relationship with. But I want you guys to understand that even the way you date should be a pleasant experience. It's not every quality man you meet. Literally, I was talking to a Dating to Marry alumni the other day. She's currently, you know, going through the process of talking to multiple quality men and just has to make a choice. So that is what your dating reality should be like, just like I communicated to her. You should have quality options of men. You should have quality options of partners that you can consider to be intimately involved with in a committed relationship. It shouldn't be a yes or no situation where you are settling. Can I manage this? Can I not manage this? It should be a full experience of you being able to have a circle of options that suits the kind of dating dynamic you desire. Okay, so it's important for you to be able to understand this as you're dating so that you can enter the marriage that you are hoping for, which is a healthy marriage, a godly marriage, a marriage where you do not feel like you're settling, a marriage where you feel like you're fully in alignment with your partner. You know, and this is why with the Dating to Marry program, clients go through the process of understanding their own dating patterns so that they are able to position themselves in a way that gives them options from quality men to choose who they want to commit to. This same process, you know, has been able to help my clients to get this clarity. And I want you guys to understand that the more you shrink yourself as you date, the less likely you are to attract quality, high caliber options of men that you desire. Okay, so think about it like if you're applying for a job and you shrink your accomplishments, they're not going to give you a job that matches your accomplishments, because you're not talking about your 5 years experience, you're not talking about the level of expertise you have in that area, you're not sharing how you were able to manage a very difficult situation in your current role, you're not talking about any of that. You're trying to shrink your accomplishments, so obviously it's either they won't consider you for this role that requires the level of expertise you actually do have, or even if they do consider you, they won't consider paying you at the same level as someone that actually matches what they're looking for, or they may not even consider you at all. That's the same way you guys are showing up in the dating scene, okay? You're shrinking yourself, you're hiding your professional accomplishments, you are trying to discard things that are actually of ultimate importance to you, you are just trying to date with the basics, and it is attracting all sorts of nonsense in terms of the relationships that you're in, you know, the men you're considering, the men that you're even just talking to, some men that shouldn't have made it past hello in your entire life because you're shrinking yourself, okay? So let's break this down some more. When you shrink yourself as you date, you're going to find it difficult to connect with quality men. What happens as a result of shrinking yourself is you're not going to make connections with men that are available for a quality relationship. You're going to find that you're attracting men that are not serious, that do not match your desires. You're going to find that you struggle to have connections with men on a consistent basis. There's always a spark. There's some level of chemistry, but it doesn't go beyond that point. You're going to find yourself dumbing yourself down to be able to accommodate their level of emotional intelligence. That's what happens when you shrink yourself, when you make yourself appear to be less than you are. You know, you don't want to talk about your accomplishments. You don't want to talk about how professionally accomplished you are. You don't want to talk about your level of comfort, the luxurious lifestyle you live. You're not comfortable sharing your emotional intelligence. That's basically shrinking yourself. And what happens as a result? You're going to attract insecure men. You're going to attract men that are emotionally unavailable. You're going to attract men that struggle to with their own identity, because who you date is a reflection of who you are. And I'm going to say that again, who you date is a reflection of who you are. That's why with Dating to Marry, I make sure that my clients have clarity around their own dating process before we even get involved with whoever they're talking to, or, you know, their past relationships. We look at you as a person, because whoever you're dating, whatever you're accommodating, is a reflection of who you are. So if you shrink yourself, you're going to start connecting with men that actually do not represent the true desire you have in a relationship, the true desire you have in a partner. That's why I said you're going to have zero to minimal connections. And even when you do connect with men.
Hold on a second. Ready to date your own husband? If you are, I'm here to walk and work with you through the process of dating strategically and practically using scripture to vet the right way to step into marital alignment easily. Dating to Marry sessions are tailored to make your dating journey easy and aligned with your own unique marital calling. To become a Dating to Marry client, check the show notes for the link to apply to our program. Feel free to send me an email at tolu@tolufaloday.com. That's tolu@tolufaloday.com, titled Dating to Marry Application. And I'll be glad to share the link to apply as well and answer any questions you have about the Dating to Marry process. I look forward to reviewing your application.
It's going to be a struggle to sustain that connection because it's not true. It's not based on a sustainable foundation. It's not based on an actual alignment. You know, you're just putting up a mirage, so to speak, and that is how you connected with this person, and it doesn't translate on a long-term timeline, okay? Then what happens as a result of you shrinking yourself as well is you find it difficult to just have conversations with men. You just find it difficult to come into contact with men. So how this translates is when you're in the dating scene, you know, you either make the excuse of I have no time for dating, and dating doesn't take any time anyway. There's this whole misconception around dating requires all your energy just because you're doing it the wrong way. Anything that you do the right way does not take time. Okay, anything you do the right way does not take time. What do I mean by that? If you work out, if you incorporate working out into your daily routine, it's not going to take time. You're going to get better at it. You're going to get faster at it. If you incorporate meal prepping into your routine, you're going to get better at it. You're going to get faster at it. Anything that you do the right way does not take time. It requires time, but it doesn't take time. So if you find that you struggle to come into contact with men, you're struggling to just have basic conversations, basically, with men, there's a part of you that needs to learn how to express yourself as you're having conversations with men. There's a part of you that needs work around being clear and confident in standing in your true self and being able to express that regardless of how the other person perceives you. And how you know you have a problem with this is, okay, if you're in a corporate environment, you care too much about what other people think, you're easily affected by criticisms of your work, you find yourself being a people pleaser, you always want to please people around you, you overextend yourself. This is also, and this is something I do with clients, because your dating habits will mirror itself in your professional relationships, your relationships with your family and friends, just the way you interact with people. And if you find that you're struggling to have basic contact with men, what I mean by that is just coming into contact with them, having simple conversations, literally as simple as, you know, how did your day go? How's the weather? How did you enjoy this conference? What do you think about this particular personality? Whatever the case may be, there's multiple options of conversations you can have. If you struggle with that, then there's a part of you that isn't fully confident in the way that you show up for conversations. And why this is so important as you're dating is you need to come into contact with men to be able to know the kind of man that you actually are in alignment with. Okay, you can't just do guesswork here. You can't say, I want a man that is A, B, and C. Because the reality of it is you meet that kind of person and they don't translate, you know. They don't translate in terms of the experience of getting to know them. They don't translate in terms of their emotional intelligence. They don't translate in terms of the connection that you were expecting. So when you shrink yourself as you date, you know, when you doubt yourself, when you struggle with being secure in your accomplishments, when you struggle with easily communicating that, you know what, I have so, so and so. Maybe you are licensed in, I don't know, 3 jurisdictions as a lawyer. You have a certain level of medical expertise. You are a highly sought after consultant in your field. You struggle to express these parts of yourself. Those are just examples of what I mean by shrinking yourself professionally. The irony of it is you're not going to come into contact with men that can appreciate your full identity. You're going to attract men that struggle with being in partnership with a confident and accomplished woman. You're going to attract men that do not know how to handle that kind of relationship dynamic. You're going to attract men that are basically leeches that expect you to provide for them financially, emotionally, are not willing to take responsibility, are completely manipulative, and are just not available for a healthy connection, are just toxic, basically. So that's why it's important that you learn how to step into your full identity. You're fully aware of your accomplishments professionally. The reason I'm using your professional accomplishments as an example is because that's the most obvious way that I can express this to you, okay? And I've seen it with clients, you know, that come through the program. You know, you may have had a certain level of success in your field, a certain level of accomplishments. You may be sought after in, you know, because of the work you do and so on and so forth. That should also translate in the way you make dating decisions. It should also translate in the quality of conversations you're having with men. And the work that we do through the Dating to Marry program is to make sure that you're clearly expressing yourself in a way that mirrors your true identity. You know, a lot of women are struggling with just being comfortable by just knowing that they're enough. Just the concept of being enough is a struggle. But the truth is, you're actually more than enough. That's why in the Dating to Marry program, we have a session called Leading with Your Value, where I walk clients through the process of understanding how to know their value, really center themselves in that value and be able to lead with it, because it changes, it shifts the quality of connections you have with men, and it attracts a different caliber of man to you. Now, another struggle that comes through when you shrink yourself as you date is you struggle to let the man lead in the process of getting to know you. You're going to struggle with resting in your femininity, okay? You're going to find yourself always wanting to take the lead. You're going to find yourself always wanting to make plans. You're going to find yourself basically taking the role of the man in the process of just talking. And a basic example.
Hey Queen, I see you're enjoying this episode. If you're ready to learn how to date like a wife and the different stages of marital manifestation, yes, there are stages to manifesting your marriage, apply for the Wife in Waiting program. In Wife in Waiting, we have a group coaching structure coupled with our curriculum and global community of sisters to anchor you on the path to dating for your own marriage, like the woman and wife God has called you to become. The link to apply to the Sisterhood of Wife in Waiting is in the show notes. Feel free to send me an email at tolu@tolufalode.com. That's tolu@tolufalode.com. If you have any inquiries about the Wife in Waiting program. Let's get back to our episode.
Is you're going to be the one doing all the calls, doing all the texts. You're going to be the one kind of looking for his attention, as opposed to be, and it's supposed to be the other way around. He's supposed to be the one pursuing you. He's supposed to be the one checking in on you. He's supposed to be the one trying to get your attention, earn your attention. But that won't be going on. You're going to struggle with that because you've shrunk yourself, as you've dated with an identity that isn't fully reflective of who you are as a person. And you don't trust the man that you've attracted to qualify to be a leader. At the center of it, that's what's going on. You don't trust him to be a leader. This is a completely different scenario from dating somebody and maybe they struggle with making plans, or, and that's different again from somebody wanting to make plans. Maybe they struggle with timelines and you're helping them out. No, this is a completely different scenario. Here you're dating men that do not fit the bill. They do not fit the bill of what you desire. They do not reflect, you know, the kind of partner that you want, even on a basic level. What's going to happen is you're going to be struggling with yourself a lot through that process of getting to know that person. You're going to be struggling with resting in your femininity, like I've said. What that looks like is just letting him lead, letting him show you interest, letting him interact. You're going to find yourself constantly trying to get his attention. You're going to find yourself making plans, not being satisfied with what he's decided to do. You're going to find yourself struggling with how he processes things. That's what's going to be happening. And you'll always be the one pushing the relationship forward. There's not going to be enough room for him to be able to fully show himself. You're just going to be putting yourself in circles and circles of situations where you're trying to let go, so to speak, and let him lead. And that's because through the dating process, you have started to attract men that do not fit even the basic standards of what you desire. And as a result, you don't necessarily have quality options to choose from. And as a result of that, you find yourself in this particular position I'm explaining, where you're struggling to let him lead. Okay. Another effect of this that just came to mind as well is you're going to struggle to talk to multiple men at the same time, because just the experience of getting to know this one person is draining for you. And that's why you start thinking that, oh, dating is frustrating. Men are not serious. No one wants a serious relationship. They all just want to be sexually active. They don't want anything intimate in terms of, you know, emotional connection, a healthy, exclusive relationship. It is because you started that cycle, right? You started that cycle by the way you showed up in the dating process. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you an example of one of the conversations that I've had with one of my clients. She was struggling with coming into contact with more men, and as a result of that, she was starting to attach herself prematurely to just one man at a time. And the problem with that is it was difficult for her to be able to discern when a man was actually interested in her, as opposed to when he was just expressing interest. Those are two different things. If he's expressing interest, it could be because he's curious about getting to know you. It could also be because he needs direction. It could also be because you have some information he needs. If he's interested in getting to know you and the purpose is because he's interested in a potential intimate relationship, that would also reflect in the way that interaction takes place. But she didn't know the difference because she was just struggling with coming into contact with more men. So what we did was we worked on how she was coming into contact with men, really helping her to establish standards and boundaries around the way she was dating. And that translated into the quality of conversation she was having with men, which increased the level of contact she was coming into with men. And that also boosted her confidence. So you see how everything is connected. Okay, it all starts with you. It's like trying to say that you want a car to move without turning the engine on. It's not going to happen. Or you want to start being fit without actually incorporating exercise or changing your diet or changing your routine. It's not going to happen. You are the critical factor for change. So it's important for you to start seeing results, to start attracting quality men, to start having quality options, a higher caliber of interaction and engagement with men, you need to step into your full identity through the dating process. And I understand, because I've been going through dating to marry applications, and you know, in case you guys, for whoever is listening to this, I had mentioned earlier that Dating to Marry is my one-on-one program where I show clients, women of faith specifically, how to attract their husbands. You know, after working with me for 3 months, clients go through this process of the transformative program, and they come out with a very clear understanding of who they are, how they want to date, who they want to attract, and it makes it easier for them to attract their spouses. You know, clients have gone through this program, gotten married, broken out of toxic cycles, having very healthy dating experiences with different options of men that they can choose from, as opposed to being left with one choice. Because a lot of you are just dating out of the concept of one. It's either yes or no, when it should be yes, these options suit the bill, and which one do I want to go for? That should actually be the dating experience you should be having. Okay, so once we were able to clarify that process for her, and I was able to help her to understand how she can show up in her truest self, she's been talking to multiple men. She has, you know, higher quality conversations, and it's now easy for her to understand how to show up in her truest self through the dating process. And again, Dating to Marry is a program. It doesn't matter if you've been previously married, you're a single mom, you've never been in a relationship, you're currently dating. The Dating to Marry process will work for you. Another client that comes to mind, she's a single mom. She was not clear on how to date as a woman. She was dating out of her identity as a mother. And once we clarify for her how she can date as a woman, how she can date reflecting her truest self and detach herself from that identity as a mother that was kind of popping up in the dating scene and making it difficult for her to discern. Once we just clarified that point for her, it was easier for her to start attracting quality men. And she's currently in a relationship. It translated into a relationship, okay? Because we're not able to help her to show up as her truest self. And this is why I said you don't want to shrink yourself as you date. You don't want to hide parts of yourself. You don't want to hide your professional accomplishments. You don't want to hide the fact that you've been previously married. You don't want to pretend like you don't desire a healthy, exclusive relationship. You don't want to act like, you know, you're not interested in being seriously pursued and courted. All those parts of yourself are important through the dating process in attracting the caliber of man that you desire. And that's why it's important not to shrink yourself and not to neglect any one of these identities or the, you know, any that is popping into your head that I didn't for perchance mention. It's important not to neglect those parts so that as you're dating, you can make present and informed decisions. And the quality, it's kind of like a filter, like a seed.
Hey Queen, I see you're enjoying this episode. If you're interested in diving even deeper into attracting the right men, dating your husband, dating for the purpose of a godly marriage, Dating to Marry is the program for you. I work with you to show you exactly how to date to attract your husband. I'm going to walk you through patterns all the way to positioning yourself to date to attract the man that is right for you. I only work with 4 women. Make sure to check the show notes to sign up for our wait list. I look forward to welcoming you into Dating to Marry. Let's get back to our episode.
A sieve helps you to remove the dirt, the particle. That is why it's important to show up as your full self. It's like a natural sieve. It helps you to remove the particles. It helps you to detach yourself from men that, in fact, to be in a position where you are not even considering men that do not fully accept the different parts of yourself. And that's what we do through the Dating to Marry program, okay? So if you have any questions, just at this point, drop it. So in summary, what I've said is the more you shrink yourself, the more you're going to be making connections with the wrong men and basically not making connections with men that actually fit what you desire. The more you're going to struggle to come into contact with men that actually mirror the kind of relationships that you want. You're going to struggle to let that man lead. You're going to be stepping into your masculine energy a lot. Okay, you're going to find it difficult to just allow a man to lead. You're going to find it difficult to allow him to make decisions around your relationship dynamic. You're always going to be the one pursuing him, and it will be very difficult for you to actually even know what you want looks like as you date. Okay, so that's why this happens. If you want to work with me one-on-one and you want to start attracting men that you can actually marry, you want to show up as your truest, fullest self through the dating process so that you can have a fun, feminine dating experience like my clients all are doing, then just click the link in bio to apply to work with me, or you can send me a DM if you have any questions around the Dating to Marry program and you want me to clarify anything for you. Okay, guys, so I will talk to you again soon. Make sure to like and share this with a sister friend.